All right, ladies and gentlemen, the East End Report, sponsored by Silly Lily. That's right, it's the complete ultra-safe outdoor boating rental facility. It's located at beautiful Bayfront Scenery over at Adelaide Avenue, East Mauritius. Fishing charter, sailing lessons, boat, sailboat, kayak, paddleboard rental, you name it, they got it. Couple of days of summer, that's right upon us. Enjoy it, get out there. Fantastic family fun, summer, safe outdoor recreational type of fun. Good stuff. Mr. Robert DePiro, it's great to have you. Before we get rolling, sir, if you don't mind, can I get your recollection as far as where you were 20 years ago?
Yeah, Jay, I was down over by a dock over and facing the Great South Bay in Eastport, and I think I had walk radio on. And right before 9 o'clock, they had mentioned that they had just gotten word that there was a small plane that just hit the World Trade Center. So you got that. But then about 15, you know, you're thinking, how's a small plane, you know, how's it not seeing the World Trade Center? Then about 15 minutes later, then when you heard that you had the second plane, that's when you knew that you were up for something not good. And I always remember the front page of the newspaper I was holding kind of just sort of flapped away.
A scene not to be forgotten without question. And 20 years later, we are on it tomorrow. So interesting and, there, sir.
Right, the opposite, really, the area where you had TWA Flight 800.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking about that,
too. I would have been standing.
Yeah. What are we looking at as far as tomorrow? I know there's ceremonies all over the place. Where are we at in the East End as far as some of the commemoration?
Well, they usually do, every fire department will unveil the large flags. So there's nothing really set scheduled other than what they normally do. I know in East Hampton they unfurl like the huge, massive flag right by the hook mill. The other areas will just do the traditional thing. I don't know that there's anything specially planned for, even though it is the 20th. I think they'll just do it, you know, as business as usual, unless you've heard otherwise.
No, I think it's. I think you're gonna have a lot of ceremonies in and around already taking place. We always talk about the Point Lookout deal, sunrise that took place this morning, in place still right now. So you're gonna have a lot of that stuff. You're right. A lot of the firehouses are doing their thing.
Firehouses will be the scene of where everything is, and you do know that they have placed part of the World Trade Center steel beams in just about every fire department has a piece that has been brought. The first one that I was aware of was, Rocky Point, right over near their firehouse.
Yeah. All right, let's get to a couple of things, my friend. So the Valva trial, I was just talking about it with the Sarge. They're trying to delay this thing now till January. I mean, come on. Isn't there any accountability with anybody coming when it's supposed to be? What is the latest with this stuff?
Well, the latest is that Judge William F. Condon is going to rule as far as how can COVID affect the ability for Michael Valva and Angelina Polina to get a fair trial. We had courtrooms that were operating empty, if you remember. There were really even no courtrooms. Then you had a business resuming as normal. Now the defendants are raising the possibility of it being not a fair trial. I'm not really sure, you know, how that would work. Like, how would COVID affect their ability to get a fair trial? A trial is a trial. 5 months is what they're looking at as far as a delay, according to Newsday.com. I don't know. What do you think? How in the world could this affect it?
This kid died January 2020. Okay. 21 months. I mean, how long are we supposed to wait? Now we tack on another 4 or 5? You want to tack on another 4 or 5 months? I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore. It's always that excuse, right? It's, I mean, I understand backlogging, but you know what? This is an important trial. Okay? This is an important one. It's an 8-year-old. It's an 8-year-old who was abused. Okay? He was abused. Okay? He went to school, filthy clothes, urine stains, bruises. 10-year-old, too. Let's not forget young Anthony, the 10-year-old.
Yeah, both of them.
I mean, when is enough enough? When is enough enough? Now, I believe in justice, okay? I believe in fair trials to take place, but let's get the damn thing rolling, okay? It's owed to this kid. It's owed to young Thomas for accountability to be put in place. You know, that's how I feel about it.
And I think they're both having separate trials, but
no, separate juries.
Weird. Yeah, two separate juries, but it's going to be two separate juries during the same trial.
Right, right,
which is
exactly.
Something very odd and unusual. How does that even go?
You know what? I kind of like it, and I like it because of the fact if you have two separate trials here, that sends a message to me. Especially with the ex-fiancé there, okay? I want everything under one arena, in one arena, to be honest with you. I want it to be heard on, because these two lived in the same house, okay? Now, the jury's two separate, okay. Listen, it's unusual, but I kind of like it. I like this setup. I know that this woman will not get a pass if it's under one roof, and that's what I like about it. And in my estimation, she doesn't deserve a pass. Okay, as far as I'm concerned. Because you know what? You're going to tell me, what, you didn't know what was going on here? Come on, please. Accountability, my friend. That's what it's all about right now. All right, we got to stream through a couple of things here. Talk to me about the cryptocurrency, the situation, the guy in Matatuck. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was interesting. You had a Matatuck technology information officer, Christopher Naples, 42, of Matatuck, charged with public corruption, grand larceny, and grand larceny in the third degree. He's actually the assistant director of investigation of technology, employed at the Riverhead County Center since 2000. And Jay, what he did was kind of unusual. He had hidden panels and removable floorboards in 6 rooms throughout the his county center office where he was actually mining Bitcoin. Now, this requires heat, and it also requires electricity. So Tom Sini held the press conference and pretty much, you know, says that this cost, you know, $6,000 to the county in energy bills, and possibly $4,200 per month each with electricity that he was stealing. Now, I'm not really sure how you mine Bitcoin and how it relates to electricity, but it seems like he had secret passages all over the county center area where he had worked, which really was taking money away from the taxpayers.
And, you know, listen, anything involving taxpayers, they're going to hit hard. And quite frankly, you know, this guy is going to be held accountable for that. Outdoor dining, a permanent deal in Riverhead, is that it?
Yeah, they made that announcement last week that since everything went really well, part of their Alive on 25 dining thing that started last summer, what they would keep doing was add on, you know, like if the temporary permit expired, they would just add on to another temporary permit and another one. But now I think it's kind of like a permanent thing. Outdoor dining will be allowed. And really, in just about every town that I've been in, I've noticed outdoor dining everywhere. Like, I don't think there's a point in time going from Bridgehampton to Southampton to Riverhead where whatever time of year it is, except when it's very obviously very cold, there's people eating outdoors. So Riverhead just made it official, made it permanent.
No doubt.
And I guess if you want to go to back to Riverhead, you had that little situation over the Jewish holidays. This is according to Riverhead Local in a letter signed by Anti-Bias Task Force Chairperson Cindy Clifford. Of course, this letter was read aloud at a recent town board meeting. The ABTF noted that the town had scheduled its regular monthly meeting on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. They also scheduled a water forum meeting initially on Yom Kippur. Now, Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year for the people of Jewish faith.
Next week, yeah.
And, yep, Clifford wrote the letter, but Councilwoman Catherine Kent read it aloud at town board. The letter says, Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement, a day devoted to prayer and fasting, and every bit as significant and meaningful in the Jewish faith as Easter is in the Christian religion. As such, it deserves the same respect and consideration. The task force did ask the town board to reschedule the water forum to a more suitable calendar date, and I believe it has now been moved to the 22nd. Supervisor Yvette Aguiar did express kind of displeasure at Ken for bringing the request to the town board meeting, telling her, you are the liaison to your office, and if it was an issue like this, we could have just discussed it when it first came out. So Aguiar kind of implying that Kent is campaigning.
Rob, we're hit by the clock here. Your report sponsored in great fashion, as always. Silly Lily, that's right, the complete ultra-safe outdoor boating rental facility located beautiful Bayfront scenery. Adelaide Avenue, folks. East Mauritius. Fishing charter, sailing lessons, boat, sailboat, kayak, paddleboard rental, all in play. Couple of days left of summer. Take advantage of it. It's great family outdoor recreational fun. Sir, stay well. Good reflection. And we'll talk to you in a couple of days.
And I guess Tampa opening up with their defense of their Super Bowl with a 2-point win, huh?
Well, it's Tom Brady. You know, Tom Brady's unbelievable. But you know what? You look for that Cowboy defense, in my estimation, has improved in a big way. And that could be a game changer, so to speak, as far as the NFC East. So we'll see what happens. But Dallas didn't look horrible. And Dak Prescott, by the way, looked pretty good coming back from that injury and that shoulder problem. Mm-hmm. So Cowboys are not terrible. I'll tell you, a lot of people were like declaring them done pretty much. But they were impressive last night offensively. They got weapons. They got weapons. Lamb, Cooper, Gallup. They got wet, and of course, you know, Zeke. So we'll see what happens. All right, my friend, good stuff. You stay well. Okay.